College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You have a new text message. You have a new text message.
Yeah, you do. It's Text Roulette, Elizabeth and Radar. Radar's off, producer Jack in the studio, and it's brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever. Get your questions in. What do you need help solving today? 414-432-1099. Jack, we're going to spin the roulette wheel here.
All right, let's
see
get
what
going.
We land on. Let me hit refresh, make it fair for everybody. Whoa! You see that? A bunch just came in here. Okay, that's a lot of text. All right, let's spin the wheel, see what we land on. Oh, hang on. The wheel just got clunky. Hold up.
Come on.
Hold up. I know. Blame me. This is what happens when Radar's off. Hang on. Here we go.
27.
Got it. Okay, I tried to reply to as many people as I can to say, we saw your text. Hang on. Okay, this one is about, it's a mother-daughter question. This is from a mom. I have two front row seats. What? I have two front row seats to see Matt Rife in Minneapolis. Should I take my 21-year-old daughter or take a friend who will pay for the cost of the second ticket? Let's offer some advice to this mixed mom here. Front row tickets, that means those weren't cheap. Matt Rife is a comedian, by the way, and he's adorable and funny, and he likes to also get people involved in the show. That's what his whole bit is. He doesn't have anything pre-planned before he goes up there. And the stories, it's like improv comedy.
It's interaction with the fans at its best as a comedian.
Exactly. So the 21-year-old daughter, I feel like he'd interact more.
My opinion is the same. He's gonna see a mom and daughter, and that's, if you've watched any of his shows, he does really interact with fans, and so there's a chance they might get up on stage or get to talk, and so.
And if you want that, then go for the daughter.
Bring the daughter. Yep.
But if the tickets were super super expensive and money's tight, then maybe you bring
the friend. Who
you
can
bring the friend,
it.
But can you really put a price on memories?
No, you can't. And that's a parent-daughter memory that you'll have forever. So
it is. We also don't know how vulgar and inappropriate Matt can be.
That's
so
true.
Are you comfortable with that if you're seeing a comedian and he's talking to your daughter about some of those adult themes that we necessarily can't say here on the radio? Very good question. Again, if you missed it, this morning's Text Roulette, I have two front row seats to see Matt Rife in Minneapolis. Should I take my 21-year-old daughter or take a friend who will pay for the cost of the second ticket?
How's the daughter been lately? Has she been doing the chores?
Does she deserve this? That's a great question, producer Jack. All right, what is your take? We just gave ours, 414-432-1099. You can call, you can text into the Siding Unlimited text line and help this mom out. I really think you need to take the daughter. You need to take the daughter. Make a memory with your daughter. You'll never, ever, ever regret
Cherish
it.
Cherish family memory.
Yeah, for sure. It's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix. Radar's off. Producer Jack's in the studio. And this morning for Text Roulette, we landed on the question, I have two front row seats to see Matt Rife in Minneapolis. Should I take my 21-year-old daughter or take a friend who will pay for the cost of the second ticket? Front row tickets aren't cheap. Jack and I talked about it and we thought, okay, if the daughter really wants to go, maybe you should take the daughter, make a memory. Can you really put a price tag on a memory? Jack, you brought up, is the daughter behaving?
Has she been a good daughter?
Is she doing the chores around the house? Does she deserve to go on this trip? But we have some texts that have come in here to the Siding Unlimited text line at 414-432-1099. Thank you for those of you that sign your name, because we don't know your name unless you tell it to us. It says, hi, Emma from Elkhorn, bring the daughter. Yeah, I think you should bring the daughter. Jack, what other texts do we have there?
We've got another one. Bring the daughter because she's 21. She would know what he's talking about. It's not like she's 11.
Yeah, because I did bring up Do you really want to have all the sex talk and things like that in front of your 21-year-old
daughter? That is awkward with parents, yeah.
It can be, depending on what your relationship is with your child. Here's another text that says, she can take me. But really, if the daughter wants to go, she should take her. So
I think we're saying take the
daughter. Take the daughter to the show, make a memory, take a trip, have a little getaway. You'll never regret doing that with your kid. And if not, we would like to go sit front row for Matt Rife, too.
Front row tickets are cool.